We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zehu Bechinas Ma'abarta Shel Tefillin. In this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to deal especially with the Ma'abarta. The Ma'abarta is in the Tefillin Shel Roish. On the base of the Tefillin Shel Roish, in the back, there's a hollow place through which the Ritzua passes through. The Ritzua Shel Roish, which we put on, passes through. That's how it's attached to the box. It's put through that hollow opening, and that's called Ma'abarta. La'avor means to pass through. That's why the word Ma'abarta is used, because that's where the Ritzua passes through. And we mentioned before that this halacha is based on Sipurim Isaias, the story of the seven betlers. Specifically, the first one of the seven, the blind betler. In that story, it speaks about each one of these people who are discussing how old they are, who's the oldest, and who can remember further back. And Rav Nosson Zal in this halacha is connecting the mitzvah of tefillin to that discussion. In the previous piece, Rav Nosson Zal spoke especially about arichas apayim, this attribute of Hashem, which is one of the 13 attributes. Arichas apayim means many things. Lashon Kodesh is holy, and usually it could take anywhere from 10 to 100 words in another language to do justice to defining a word in Lashon Kodesh. So, for example, the word Erech Apayim means patience, tolerance, the ability to handle when things aren't going so well. Erech Apayim means also taking a deep breath as one of the ways to respond to a crisis or to a situation where people might respond with anger, which is an expression of shortness of breath. When a person is angry, they're panting with anger, whereas Erech Apayim is the opposite of that. And we'll see how Rav Nosson Zal ties this into the tefillin again. V'zehu bechinas ma'abarta shel tefillin, sheshom oivrim horitzuos. That's where the ritzuos pass through. We have it in the shel roish, and we have it also in the shel yad. Shehu bechinas ma'avar yaboik. The Arizal tells us there's a place in the Torah where it speaks about Yaakov Avinu crossing a certain small body of water, and it says he went Ma'avar Yabok, the crossing of Yaboik. Now the term Yaboik is used in Sifrei Kabbalah. It's a very well-known term, which refers to the combination of Hashem's two major names, Yudke Vovke and Elokim. Yudke Vovke is 26, Elohim is 86, together it's 112, which is Yaboik, Yud Beis Kuf. The term Yaboik, the Zohar HaKadosh also says, makes up the first letters of the words Yichud, Bracha, Kedusha, the union between Bracha and Kedusha. Bracha is usually Chesed, Kohen. The Kohanim are the ones who bless the Jews, Koy Sevorachu Es Bnei Israel. Kedusha, holiness, is strictness, boundaries, tzimtzum. That's the Levim, that's Midas Hadin. And this name of Hashem, this Yaboik, is the combination of both. It's Yudke Vovke, which usually represents Chesed, and Elokim, which is Midas Hadin. A judge or judgment is called Elokim in the Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki horitzuois heim bechinas hamshochas hamoichin shel atfilin. Because the straps of the tefillin symbolize pipes, which we use to receive the moichin, the sechel, which tefillin represents. Shehu bechinas oyer haponim. We had learned earlier that the sechel of tefillin is like the light of Hashem's face, kavyochel. Shehu bechinas yud gimel tikunei dikna, which is also referred to as the 13 tikunim of the beard, kavyochel. Bechinas erech apayim, of which one of them and the main one, Rav Nosson Zal said earlier, is this erech apayim, patience, longevity, this ability to hold on no matter what's going on. V'al kein, and for this reason, it's brought that the word ritzua, bigimatria shin ayin, the word ritzua is bigimatria 370, bechinas shin ayin nehoirin shel oir haponim kemuva. The number 370 is used throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, referring to the light of Hashem's face. Because Hashem is represented by his midos, the spheros, of which there are 10, And they're divided into two groupings, three upper ones, seven lower ones. The three upper ones are referred to as hundredths. That's the 300. The seven lower ones are referred to as tens units. And this is how we have this term, the Shin Ayin Nehoirin of the Or HaPonim, the 370 lights of Hashem's face. That's one term that's used. We also have the term, the 13 Tikkunei Dikna, the 13 Tikkunim of the beard, which correspond to Hashem's 13 Midos of kindness, or the 13 formulas, which we use to expound the Torah, the Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Jereshes Behem, Hainu, Ki Horitzua Heimarichus. The ritzuos are long straps. Ze bechinas erech apayim shemashichem alatzman. This tells us that when a Jew is putting on tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin helps the Jew draw upon himself this quality of ariches apayim, this patience and tolerance that Hashem has. Bechinas arichas haruach, the long breath. Taking a deep, long breath when person walks into the house and the house is upside down and he can think of 1,000 terrible things to say to his wife and kids about how disgusting and terrible and horrible it is to come home to this. And instead, the person is smart enough to take a deep, deep breath and then walk in and say, "Hi, how was your day? I see you need some help. What can I do? How can I help?" With a big, big smile, and avoid a nuclear disturbance, and instead sweeten the whole thing. Everybody's happy, and nobody's judging anybody, v'chulu v'chulu. Shehu b'chinas erech hapayim. This is Hashem's quality of erech hapayim. Shehu oir haponim. This is the light of Hashem's face. When Hashem shows a happy face, goodness, is kindness. Shemamshichim alidei horitzuos. And we draw this upon ourselves through the ritzuos of the tefillin. Vaideze nimtak v'nizbatel b'chinas ritzua bisha. And through the holy ritzuos, we sweeten and we eliminate the need for Hashem to use the other straps. There's another term, ritzua, that's used in the Zohar Kodesh, when Hashem whips somebody, chas v'shalom, into shape. That's called ritzua bisha, the bad ritzua. Shehu ritzua la'alko chayavaya. That's the strap that Hashem uses to strike the rishoim. Shemishom kol hayisurim vadinim chas v'shalom. That's the source of all pain and suffering in the world, comes from Hashem's strap, the other kind of strap, the opposite of the ritzuas of Kiddusha. And through this quality of erech hapayim, which we draw upon ourselves through these long straps, hanim shochim me oir haponim, which draw from the oir haponim of Hashem, shehim tefillin moichin, which are the tefillin moichin, al yedei ze oivrim al kol hayisurim. This enables us to pass over. The word la'avor means to pass over. This helps us jump over all the suffering. Umamtikinoisam, and we sweeten all the suffering. Ve'ein lehem koyach levatel v'limnoya me'avodas habayir yisborach. And the suffering, the problems that I'm going through, are no longer in power to block me or to hurt me or to hold me back from serving Hashem. Because I know this secret of ariches hapayim. There's problems, so what? Everybody has problems. Have to go. That's not a reason why I can't learn Torah today. That's not a reason why I can't go to shul. That's not a reason why I can't speak to Hashem. Ki zoichen lebechina sarichas hapayim now, because the person is zoichen to this sarichas hapayim, dehainu leharich ruchoy al kol dover, to that long breath in dealing with everything, v'loy tiktsa ruchoy mishum yisurim umaniya sheboilam klal, and not allow himself to get short of breath, nervous, tense, stressed out as a result of suffering or obstacle, whatever suffering or obstacles he's facing. But rather, rakhu oises shaloi, but rather the person continues doing his thing, v'oisek batoira v'avoida, and he continues to be involved in Torah and serving Hashem, kanal. Ad shezeiche lavar aleim ulevatlam, until he's zeich eventually to get through the problem, to finish the problem, ulevatlam, and to nullify, to get rid of it completely. Kalidei bechinas arichas apayim, because through this quality of arichas apayim, she'enoi mistakel aleim klal, that the person ignores the problems completely when he should be ignoring them. There's a time to deal with it. I know this time of the day when the office opens at 9 o'clock, I'll go down to that office and I'll see what to do about it. But until then, that's not going to ruin my breakfast, and that's not going to ruin my shachris, and that's not going to ruin my learning seder. Each thing has its place. I'll wait. I'll wait. The problem is in that over. I'll wait till they open the office. Al yidei zeh nizbatlem memela. And through this attitude, very often, the problems go away automatically by themselves. There are so many different times in people's lives that they get nervous about something, and more nervous and more. And then the thing ends up turning out great because it's like, why was I? I didn't really have justification to be nervous, you know. Ki kol hayisurim v'hamenios einom boim kiim b'shvil nisoin. Because all the suffering and obstacles that a person has in life all are to test the person. U'kishehu chozek bedatoi. And when the person is strong in their head, they're committed, they're loyal to Hashem, no matter what, umarich ruchoi, and the person has that patience and tolerance to deal with all the troubles in life. Ve'enoi mistakel aleim klal, and when he can, he ignores the problems completely, he doesn't think about them at all. Aideze nizbatlin memela lefonov. This alone very often will help eliminate the problems totally. Sometimes it's like two people who are angry at each other or who don't like each other. The minute one looks at the other one, the minute he realizes you're looking at him, so he gives you a look, and they feed on each other. If the person chooses to ignore the situation, usually it just subsides by itself. Lahavdil, the same thing is true with the Eitz Sahara. Sometimes if he sees you're dwelling on, oh, you want to do it? Good. We'll tighten the screws. But if he sees that the person is strong in his loyalty to Hashem, that I'm on a mission now, and I'm not going to get distracted by anything, and if there are things I need to deal with, okay, if I really have to deal with it, I'll deal with it when I can, how I can. And if I can't, if now is not the time, then this is not going to block me or hold me back in any way from getting the full enjoyment of my Torah, my tefillah, my breakfast, my whatever it is. V'alkein, arichas horitzua, and therefore the length of the straps that it fill in, shehu bechinas hamshochas oyer haponim, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that they're like pipes through which we draw upon ourselves this oyer haponim of Hashem, the light of Hashem's face, bechinas arichas hapayim anal, that's the antidote that eliminates Hashem's strap, Hashem's belt, that he shemishom kol hayisurim. It's zeh l'umat zeh, a person putting on tefillin with the right attitude, and he wants to draw upon himself this quality of arichas apayim of Hashem, that substitutes, that eliminates Hashem's need to use a strap, you know, chas v'shalom, against the person. Ki hakoil nimtak v'nizbatel al yedei bechinas arichas apayim anal. Because all suffering and all pain and all obstacles get sweetened and eliminated through this quality of arichas apayim. Imagine what he's saying here. He's making an incredible, powerful statement that a Jew who trains himself to be patient and to be able to weather when things aren't going so great, not to say anything bad, not to do anything bad, the patience will eliminate 90% of the problems. There's a famous quote, Mashal yasa seichel yasa zman, that sometimes people have a crisis, a problem, and they're sitting and trying to figure out, breaking their head, trying to figure out a solution, and they don't know that the best solution for this thing is just time. Just leave it alone. Leave the thing alone. Let the thing take its course. Let Hashem take his course, and you'll see the thing will dissolve. And if you sometimes try to get involved and make it better, sometimes the making it better makes it worse. Shehu bechinas hamtokas adinim, this quality of arichas apayim, is synonymous with hamtoka sadinim, sweetening all judgments, bechinas kvishas kas vedin, the concept of controlling and squashing anger and judgment. Vze bechinas ma'abarta shel tefillin. And this is that hollow opening in the boxes of the tefillin through which the ritzuas pass through, sheshom oivrim horitzuas. That's where the straps pass through, shehu bechinas ma'avar yaboik, which the Arizal says that the ma'abarta of tefillin corresponds to the ma'avar yaboik that Yaakov Avinu went over when he crossed that body of water. Ki yaboik hu begematria havai elokim kemuva, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that this term yaboik is the combination of Hashem's two names, the name for Chesed and the name for Din, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim. By the way, it's mentioned that we refer to this in our tefillah in a few places. When we say in Titlam Natzech, Yancho Hashem B'yoyim Tzoro Yisagevcho, that chapter of Tehillim where we're really begging Hashem to help us when things are very bad, the last three words there are Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu. Hashem should help us and He should answer our prayer on the day that we're calling out to Him. It's brought that the first letters of Ya'aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu are this yaboik. And again, it's tied into what we're learning here, as we'll see. Ki yaboik hu bigamatria havai elokim kemuva. It's brought that this term yaboik is the combination of yud kei vav kei elokim. Ze bechinas b'Hashem ahalel dovor b'elokim ahalel dovor. This is tied into the pasuk in Tehillim that we just learned recently in Torah Dalet and Likut Imran, where David HaMelech says, I praise Hashem yud kei vav kei, and I praise Hashem Elokim. I praise Hashem when things seem to be going well, and I praise Hashem when things seem not to be going well. Shehu bebechina sanal. This is what we just said before. Shetzrichin lehakir oisoi ulehiskare veilov tomid. That a Jew has to recognize Hashem and come close to Hashem all the time. Bein betuvoi, bein ba'akoi Hashem. Whether things seem good or the opposite. Bein ba'aliyah, bein bi'irida, whether I'm on an upswing or chas v'shalom on a downswing, on a fall. Sheze b'chinas b'Hashem ha'halel, b'lekim ha'halel, kimuva b'hatoira mi ho'ishe chofetz chaim, as is brought also in chapter 33 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal sneaks in another connection to Likut Imran. He says, v'zehu bi'atzmoi, b'chinas boki b'halocha, hamuva b'hatoira kroes Yeshua, ayin shom. And this is also what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likut Imran chapter 6, a very, very famous chapter that deals with the topic of tshuva, where Rabbeinu Zal says, in order to do a proper tshuva, a person has to be a boki in walking, halocha, in going. And going means he needs to know how to go up and how to go down. Shekosav Sham, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Shekol mi sheroitze lasa is tshuva, tzorech liyo is boki b'halocha. That any person who wants to do a real tshuva has to know how to move. Boki b'rotzoi, boki b'shoiv. He needs to know how to go up, and he needs to know how to go down. Lahavdil, in self-defense, they teach a person how to punch, how to kick. They teach him how to fall. There's a proper way to fall, because they know he's not... There are going to be times you're going to fall, and if you don't know how to fall, if you fall improperly, the fight's over. The minute the person falls, he breaks a bone or this, or he splatters in a way that he's not ready for the next move. And another person, sometimes the fall can turn the whole fight around completely. Because he thinks he's down, he fell, so now he's all mine, and he doesn't know that this person knows how to fall. He fell, but his foot's ready. He's ready to deliver 10 times better than what the other person is expecting. Lahavdil in Ruchnius, a person needs to know how to climb, and he needs to know how to go up and how to go back down. Boki ba'ayil, boki benofik, to know how to enter and to know when to leave and how to leave. Bechina says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, im esak shomayim shomato, if I'm soaring in the heavens, if I'm flying, I'm going high up, shomato, I need to know that Hashem is there, meaning that Hashem is still way above me, still a long way to go. Va'atzia shoil, and even when I go down to the lowest levels, I don't think, oh, I'm over here. Now I'm a billion miles away from Hashem. Hineko, Hashem, you're right there. I see you're right there with me. I can connect to you in a second. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Vov and Likutei Moran. Hainu shetzrichin lirois leskarev l'Hashem Yisporach tomid b'chol mokim shehu. This means that a Jew has to be able to come close to Hashem all the time, wherever he is. Bein balia, bein biyirida. Whether you're on an upswing, whether things are going well for you, baruchnius or begashmius, or bein biyirida, when things aren't going well, I don't lose contact with Hashem. We're just on a low fire right now. But I'm connected. I'm there. I'm always connected. Vafiluim hu b'sho'el tachtis. Even if the person reaches the lowest level of tumah, that's the seventh level of Gehenna, sho'el tachtis, gam misham yochel eskar avel v'sporach. Even from there, a person can come close to Hashem. Bebechinas, as Dovid HaMelech says, va'atzio sho'el hineko. That even when I find myself in sho'el, you're right there, Hashem. I can reach out in 1 second and be connected again. And all of this is tied into this important quality that we're discussing here of Aricha Sapaim, the ability to handle it. I can handle it. And I can handle it without exploding, without getting angry, without doing anything stupid, by just bracing myself and weathering the storm or weathering whatever I have to weather. Leharich ruchoi tomid kol yemei chayav yihye ech sheyir. To be able to have that ability to take that long, deep breath throughout his entire life, no matter what he's going through, lo yipoil mishum dovar sheboilam. That nothing can get him down. Nothing can defeat him. The yaschil tomid leskarev elov kanal. But rather, the person's always making a new beginning and coming close to Hashem. V'chein lo yiaf v'lo yiga loilam. And also for a person never to get tired. I'm tired. I can't handle this. I'm worn out. Too much. That kind of attitude. Afilu im zocho la'aliyah gedoilo, la'madrega gavoya. Even if a person just went through 5 years of intense learning and mamashi achieved an incredible, tremendous high height, he should still remember that as high as he is, Hashem is up there above him. Even though it seems to him that mamish he's up in Shamayim already, he still has to plead with Hashem to be zecher to come close to him. And to make a new beginning every day, to achieve new heights, never to stop. Because Hashem is up there also. You're all the way on top. Hashem is up there too, and he's still far above you. As Rabbeinu's all discusses in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 82. Shekol zeh hu b'chinas arichas apayim. This is all part of arichas apayim, meaning I'm in here for a long trek. This isn't fast food. This isn't bim bam and I'm out and I'm over. I did it. There's no such thing as I did it in Yiddishkeit. It's a long term commitment, and it takes tremendous perseverance, patience, tolerance. Shezoichin al yedei mitzvus tefillin kanal. And this quality of Arich Sapayim, a yid is zoiche to it through the mitzvah of tefillin, as we've shown. V'zeh b'chinas ma'abarta, and this is the part of the tefillin, the ma'abarta through which the ritzuas pass, b'chinas ma'avar yaboik, as the Arizal says, ki yaboik hu oisiois boki. Because as Rabbeinu Zal points out in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, the letters Yaboik are the same letters as the word Boki. And Boki means a person who's very knowledgeable. Boki means a person who knows the whole. When we say a Boki in Shas, he knows the entire Shas. So a Boki is the person who has the big picture. Bechinas Boki Barotzi, Boki B'shoiv. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, based on the Zohar Kodesh, that in order to be religious, a person has to know how to go up and how to go down. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Vov, Ayin Shom Besoif. At the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection. So if the tefillin, if the mabarta in the tefillin is called mavar yabayik, it means that this mitzvah of tefillin, if a person does it properly, can give a Jew this bekius, this knowledge, this ability to look at the big picture and not to become impatient. Vegam yabayik begematria havaya lekim, and we, in addition, this term Yaboik combines both Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, Bechinas Bashem Halel Dovor, Belokim Halel, Kanal, Hainu, which means that Bein Bemida Sorachamim, Bein Bemida Sadin, Bein Betuvoi, Bein Baakoi, Bein Baaliyah, Bein Beirida, Tomid Tzrichin Lavoi Des Hashem Yisporach. That whether I'm in an up or a down, whether Hashem is showing me his kind side or his other side, I'm always connected. I know and I feel connected, and I'm doing what I can in that particular circumstance to be connected. I have a Gemara available, I'm using Gemara. I'm in a place where there's no Gemara, no problem. There's a Tehillim, I can say Tehillim. There's no Tehillim, there's a Jew who needs help, I'll help him carry the package. Whatever, I'm always, always connecting to Hashem. Ulaharich ruchoi, and again, to have that patience, Leval yipoil v'lo yiga v'lo yizbatel mitshukosei l'Hashem yizborach mishum davar shebo'ilam. Not to let up on his yearning to Hashem, no matter what. V'chol ze zoichin al yidei ha'tfilin. And all of this a person is zoichet to through the mitzvah of tfilin, shehu b'chinas aricha sapayim kanal, which we showed several different proofs. We showed several different connections between the mitzvah of tfilin and aricha sapayim. Shemarich ruchoi ala koil, sheze b'chinas horetzuois aruchois ha'ovrim b'mavarta. This is the concept of these long straps which go through the mavarta. Shaydeze ovrim al hakoil. This helps the person pass over, skip over everything. Al kol ha'yisurim v'hamanias v'abilbulim. All the suffering and obstacles and trouble and confusion, hanimshochem meiritzua bishukanal, which come from the strap that Hashem uses to strike a person with chas v'shon. V'nezbatel hakoil kenegdo yadei b'chinas arichas apayimanal. And to this person, everything, they get through it all through this quality of arichas apayim. The Gemara says that every person in this world has to struggle. Ashrei mi shamole batoira. Fortunate is the person whose struggle is in Torah. Meaning, again, if a person looks around honestly, person reads the map really honestly, and they talk to people, there are some people, immature, unintelligent, who haven't really lived. They look at rich people, or people supposedly who made it, and they think, wow, that person has no worries. Here, I'm worried about my electric bill. I have a list of things I'm worried. That guy has no worries at all. And you get to know the person, and you find that that person's worries are 10 times bigger. The little guy has baby worries, his electric bill, non-shtuyot. This person's worrying about things that are much more difficult, much more complicated, etc., etc. So we see that the reality is that the Gemara says, mar ben achosim, mar ben daiga, that usually the more a person has, the more worries, the more heaviness, etc., etc. So therefore, the struggle everybody's going to have. Now the question is how a person chooses to deal with it. There are some people who live the pain 24, they don't let go, they're not willing to let go of it at any point in time. The worrying this, even at a simcha, he walks into shul, the blackberry, bing, it's blinking, he can't let go. Can't let go of the suffering. Can't toss it into the water, into the toilet, say, what do you mean? I'm entitled. I'm allowed to have a break. It's Shabbos. You know, there's a Shabbos to take a break from all of this. And the big tzaddikim, you know, we hear about the Rebbe Reb Zusha, you know, that somebody came to the Baal Shem Tov, I think, once, or to the Mezritcha Magid, and the person was saying that he has so much suffering and trouble and problems in his life, and he doesn't know, he can't. So he told him, I have solution. I'm going to solve your problem completely. Go see Dr. Zusha. Go see, travel to the city, tell him. So he goes, he travels there, and he comes, they say, doctor, ain't no doctor, there's a Zusha, there's a Reb Zusha here, he ain't no doctor, but nothing. He goes to see him, And he shows up and he's looking for a house and he sees there ain't no house, there's a hut. And he lives in a who knows what, you know. And he says that I went to see the Baal Shem Tov and I told him all my problems. And he told me to come to see you because obviously you know about all the different problems. He says, I don't know, there's some kind of mistake because I don't know what a problem, what's a problem? What could possibly be a problem? Person's alive and there's Hashem, what could be wrong? I'm here and Hashem is handling everything, what could be a problem? We see that there's a level of emuna in Hashem and emuna in tzaddikim and emuna in life where no matter what a person is going through, the person doesn't lose it. They don't fall off the bridge. They're able to handle it. Again, they know when to handle it in silence. And silence doesn't mean just in the mouth, but sometimes a person is silent, but inside they're burning up. He's not burning up because, again, if those people who don't believe in Hashem, if there's no Hashem and all of this craziness is going on, then it's pretty crazy. But if there is a Hashem, then there is no craziness. This expression that they've coined today, it's crazy. You know, in America, everything, anything's, it's crazy. I always say, you mean Hashem is crazy, right? I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Of course you did. If you're looking at the situation and you think it's crazy, you're either implying Hashem is out to lunch, or there ain't no Hashem, or Hashem doesn't know what he's doing. No, I didn't mean that. If you didn't mean that, then don't say it's crazy and don't think it's nothing's. Everything is beautiful. Everything is great. As long as Hashem is handling it, everything is literally great. The fact that you don't understand it and you don't fit. So the answer, that's why you learn. That's why you're going to do mitzvahs. That's why you're going to try to learn Torah. So you'll understand it better and you'll know how to deal with everything the right way, you know, period. And again, if you'll have the right attitude, that alone, we said here, can dissolve, can change situations. If a person sometimes shows that ability to weather, to ignore, not that the Satan's teasing him, and he doesn't take the bait, then the Satan walks away. He finds somebody else. He finds a better victim whom he can make meshuggah, whom he can make crazy. Because I see this guy, no matter how much I'm going to pinch him, the Gemara tells a story with Hillel, that there was a guy who heard about Hillel's patience and everything, and he said, ha-ha, I'll show him. And he made a bet with somebody, big number, that I'm going to get him nervous. And I know just when and how to do it. Erev Shabbos, I'm going to show up at his house. I'm going to knock on his door just when the last minutes before Shabbos, when there just about isn't a Jew who can be patient at a time like that. And he knocked on his door and started asking him the nuttiest questions a person could possibly ask on a Sunday morning. And he's asking, he knocks on his door. Hillel gives him a good, calm answer, everything. Have a nice Shabbos, have a nice life. The guy walks away. 2 minutes later, I forgot something. I forgot the more important question and asked something stupider. And this went on, he went like 8 rounds until the guy exploded at Hillel and said, you just made me lose $1,000. So he said, what are you talking about? He says, because I bet that I can get you nervous and angry and I see it's not. So Hillel said, $1,000, you lose $1,000,000. There's nothing you're going to do. Why? Where did that come from? That's this arichas apayim that comes from a real solid emuna, where the emuna in Hashem is so solid. And a person sees Hashem in front of him all the time, even if it's a minute before Shabbos, Hashem is here. If Hashem is here, yeah, I'm not going to yell, I'm not going to lose it in front of Hashem. I could lose. If Hashem's not around, I can scream. But if Hashem is right in front of you, you're not going to scream. You're not going to throw the gut. You're not going to do anything crazy. V'zeo b'chinas v'yavor Hashem al ponov. And this is the pasuk that introduces the 13 qualities of kindness of Hashem. It begins with the words v'yavor Hashem al ponov. Hashem passed over. The Hashem changed from the face of din to the face of rachamim. Shazeh b'chinas ma'abarta. This is the ma'abarta in our tefillin. Ki oz, kisho over Hashem alponov, because then when Hashem chose to forget about the Egel Hazov, to forget about how angry he was at the Jews and everything, oz giloloy Hashem yizborach yud gimel l'shorachmim. That's when Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu his 13 qualities of kindness, shehim tleisar tikunei dikna, which are the 13 attributes of the beard, V'shom nemar, and right over there in that paragraph it says, Vayemaher Moshe, Vayikoid Arzo Vayishtochu, that Moshe Rabbeinu quickly bowed before Hashem. So the Gemara says, what did he see to bow? Erech Apayim Ro. He saw Hashem's quality of Arichas Apayim. Shezeo Bechinas Tfilin, Shaydezeo Oivren Alakoil, V'zoichin Leskarvei Levisporach. Because Tfilin has in it this power, that ma'abarta means lavor, that it can give a person the ability to get through, to pass over all kinds of problems. V'zeo b'chinas ma'abarta, b'chinas vayavor hanal. That's that vayavor Hashem alponov, to give the person the ability to pass over. Ki oz, ki she'ovar Hashem alponov, v'gilo lo yidmul sharachmim, she'en place g'nadikna, oz gilo lo y'b'chinas oyer ha'tfilin. That's when Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the light of Tefillin. How do we know? It says over there that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani a'avir kol tuvi lefonecha, I will pass in front of you with all my goodness, and you're not going to see me. V'ro'iso es achoira, you're going to see the back, uponai lo yero. V'dor shirazal, and the Gemara says, what was that referring to? Ze kesher shel tefillin, that Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to see that the kesher of the tefillin. Ki ikar hatefillin nimshochem mishom mebchinas tikunei dikna shem yud gimel midasanal shebchinas serach apayim kol. Because what is tefillin really all about? Come from? It comes from this oyer haponim, this aricha sapayim of Hashem kaviyochol. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to at that time. How was he zeichet to it? Because again, he didn't lose it. He saw the Jews do the worst thing in the world, mamish. In other words, here, Moshe Rabbeinu killed himself to get him out of Mitzrayim and to all the different things and to get him to Har Sinai, and we got the Torah and everything. And a minute later, he goes away for a minute and a miscalculation, and they're busy making Avodah Zorah. That would have been the most ideal situation for Moshe Rabbeinu to lose it. He didn't lose it. He held on. He was marich ruchay. And he went to Hashem and pleaded. And again, Hashem said, no problem. Another round, Vayechal Moshe, Davin Soha, till he got sick. 40 days, another 40 days, another 40 days, until he won. That's a person who's in there for the long haul. A person who's able to be Marech Ruchoy, that he knows that the sale begins when the client says no. When Hashem says no, when Daddy says no, you can't have this. That's when you have to tighten the screws. That's when you have to go after him a little more, a little stronger, a little more persistence, because no means no this second. No can be a yes in 5 minutes. Paragraph Yud Beis, V'ikar Aricha Sapayim Zoichen Al Yidei Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran that the place where a Jew can develop this Mida the most and can receive this Mida from Hashem the most is in Eretz Yisrael. Shehu Bechinas Emuna. Because Eretz Yisrael is Emuna. K'may Shekosov Shem Baturnal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 155 in Likut Imran, which this last piece was based on, Al Posuk Vayemaher Moshe Vayikoid Arza Vayishtachu Ayin Shom B'Simen Kufnun Hei. The pasuk says, "Shchon eretz ure'ei emuna, live in the land and be nourished with faith," referring to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeu bechinas tefillin, and that's what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is Eretz Yisrael. Proof is, ki parshia shebetefillin medabre mei Eretz Yisrael ve'emuna. What's in the tefillin? What is it talking about? The two major topics are Eretz Yisrael and emuna. Ki ikar shtei parshias horishoinois. The first two parshas of the film, that's what they're talking about. Zochor es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosem imitzrayim. V'hoyo ki yivyacho el eretz haknani v'chiti. V'chein parshas sheni maschil, matcheles, v'hoyo ki yivyacho. So we see the first two parshas are speaking primarily about coming to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hatfilin him b'chinas arichas apayim, because the main thing that tefillin is supposed to do for a Jew is give him this quality of arichas apayim shezoichin al yidei Eretz Yisrael shehu hepech Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is the opposite of Egypt, Shehi Meleya Gilulim Vavoidazora. Mitzrayim was wall to wall Avoidazora. Shehu Hepechemuna, which is the opposite of faith in Hashem. V'alkein, kishehoyu b'mitzrayim, nemar bohem, v'loy shamu el Moshe, mikoytzer ruach, u'me'avoyda kosher. When the Jews were in Egypt, in the thick of the slavery and everything, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to talk to them, it says they couldn't hear him, mikoytzer ruach, because they had this shortness of breath. Why shortness of breath? They were in the land of idols. They were immersed in Tumah at the time. Shelo yochlu lehiskarev lahatzadik shubchinas Moshe v'lishmoya elov machmas koitzer ruach. The Torah is telling us they couldn't come close to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time and hear him out because they were in this state called koitzer ruach, shortness of breath. Shehu hepech arich hasapayim, which is the opposite of ma'arich ruach. Shayideze ikar hahiskarvus l'Hashem yizborach. Because it's through this quality of aricha sapayim, if a person has the patience, they're in there for the long haul and they can weather the difficulties, that's the main way that a person comes close to Hashem and to true tzaddikim. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 155. Ki ikar aricha sapayim zoichen al yidei emuna, shi b'chinas Eretz Yisrael kanal, shezeh b'chinas Tfilin kanal. V'alkein, we said the first two parshias focus on Eretz Yisrael. What are the last two parshias of the tefillin? Shema and Vohayim Shamoya. V'alkein beis parshias shnias, medabre me'emuna. It's all about shu Shema Yisrael, shehu emunas hayichud. That's where we declare our faith in the unity of Hashem. U'parshas Vohayim Shamoya, shemedaberes gamkein mikabolas oil mitzvahs. It talks about accepting upon us to do the mitzvahs and bitul hu avodah zarah, shehu charoin af. It's talking about getting rid of avodah zarah, which is charoin af. The Gemara says, kol zman sheyesh avodah zarah boilam, charoin af boilam. As long as there's idols in the world, there's the anger of Hashem in the world, which is hepech aricha sapayim. Charoin af, anger, is the opposite of leha'arich af, which is to be tolerant, patient. As it says in Vahoyim Shamoa, He shamru lochem pen yifte levavchem v'sartem v'avadatem alakim acherim. So we see it's all about avoiding idol worship, which means strengthening your emuna. And what will happen if you'll worship idols? V'choro af Hashem. That'll bring out the anger of Hashem. Nimtza, we see therefore, shekol hadalet parashi shel tefillin, medabrim miyitzias mitzrayim, shubchinas avodah zarah, b'chinas charoin af, koitzer ruach, that the whole four parshas of tefillin is talking about leaving Egypt, which is the place of avodah zarah, anger, shortness of breath, lizkois lotzeis misham, to be zecher to get out of there. Why are we wearing that in the tefillin? To help us get out of our mitzrayim, the mitzrayim today. We're in Golus today. Today we're suffering from lack of emuna, from this shortness, this impatience. People can't handle it. They feel they can't handle anything or everything. V'lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, to be zecher to come to Eretz Yisrael, shu b'chinas emuna, b'chinas aricha sapayim. Ki ze ikar b'chinas ha'tfilin kanal. That's what tefillin is really all about. V'alkein, siyum parsha achroina shebetfilin hu. Now you'll understand why the last line in the tefillin is, leman yirbu yemeichem v'yemei v'neichem, so that you and your children will have long life. Yirbu yemeichem. Hainu arichas yomim. This is the long life that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in the story there, in the seven betlers, where each one showed that he was older than the other one. He lived a longer life. Shubchinas chayim aruchim, shezoichim al yidei hatfilin, shemchinas erach apayim, arichas ruach, shemishom arichas yomim. That's called long life. When a person is tense all day, they're tense, they're nervous, that doesn't count. That's not living. That's not life. And again, the doctors say they're all sickness, stress. So the person's his days are short. When a person's like that, he's not enjoying life. The enjoyment of life, where each day is a long, happy experience, is when the person has that arichas ruach. He hears something that somebody else gets. Baruch Hashem, it's not worse. Baruch Hashem, nothing worse. A smile. He just warded off that missile. Here's something else. This, all right, we'll deal with it. In a week, oh good, Baruch Hashem, we have a week. So now we don't have to worry. We have we can enjoy the next 6 days because it isn't for another week. Each time, knowing how to feel the situation, knowing how to be able to have the patience and tolerance not to increase the suffering. The Gemara says that it's the derech of Yetzer Hara, lahagdil es hatzar. He's not satisfied that a person's in pain. It's got to be a lot of pain. It's got to be long-term. A person has an ingrown toenail, and they're going to go to the doctor, and they know the doctor's going to give them a needle. The appointment for the doctor is 3 days later. For 3 days, now I have what to be nervous about, that I know in 3 days I'm going to have to go there, and it's going to hurt. So why shouldn't it start hurting from now? Why shouldn't I start feeling the pain now by being nervous about it? Ki ikar hachayim al yedei ruach haneshima. Because we know life depends on breathing. How does a person live? Through the breath. Al yedei bechinas arichas ruach, bechinas erech hapayim. Shortness of breath means he's about to have a heart attack, chas v'shalom, you know. Whereas the health people say that many people, one of the major problems why people aren't healthy is they don't know how to breathe. They never learned how to breathe, in all seriousness. People today, because everything is going around them, nobody allows themselves the luxury of breathing in deeply. I don't have time. There's no time to breathe. I have to breathe fast because I have to eat and I have to do. I have to run. Instead of just enjoying mamish, to taking the full breathing, this issue of filling your lungs with breath and being able to thank koil haneshama talka, to praise Hashem with each neshima. Each breath is a full glass of champagne, not settling for a little taste of it. Ukemavur leil, as we explained earlier, she'erech hapayim hu bechinas zokin digdusha, that this quality of ariches hapayim is tied into that elder in the story of Sipurim Isis, bechinas chayim aruchim, the one who lived a long life. V'alkein omrazal, and this is why the Gemara says in Psochim, horaschon chayov enom chayim, a person who suffers from anger, his life is not considered living. Which means, again, if I got angry today, I just tore off one day from the calendar. Today, it's not considered that I lived. Because the Gemara says, kas, that's not living, chas v'shalom. Ki horaschon, shebechinas koitzer ruach, hepech arichas hapayim, alkein chayav einav chayim. Person, when they're angry, they're not taking the deep, deep breaths. It's the opposite of long life. So it's short life. It's no life. It's not living. Ki ikar hachayim mebechinas arichas haruach shebechinas erech hapayim. Because really living comes from this aricha, this ability, tolerance, patience, which is called arichas hapayim. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'alkein tzrichen likshur atfilin biyad smoil. And this is why we tie the tefillin shel yad on the left hand. Shubachinas Yad Keha, which is referred to as the weaker hand, Kemoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Kize Iker HaTfilin. Because this is what Tfilin is all about. Shem Bechinas Erech HaPayim, this patience. Lehamtik Ulevatel Bechinas Yad Keha. To sweeten and to eliminate, to nullify the left hand, the weaker hand, the left hand which represents Din, judgment. Shemishom kol hayisurim v'amanias chasashom. We know that all suffering and all obstacles come kaviyochel from Hashem's left hand, from the midas hadin. Shetzorech laharich ruchay. Person has to take that deep breath, bechinas arichas hapayim, v'lavor al hakoil, and be able to get through the whole, all of it. Not to allow himself to have that shortness of breath, that short-sightedness. Shehu bechinas ruach necheya mi yisoena. There's a pasuk that says, a pasuk in Mishlei that says, a spirit of a weak spirit, meaning a spirit of depression, mi yisoena, who can handle that? The beginning of the pasuk over there says that when a person has a healthy spirit, they're happy, then all sickness stays away from them. Whereas ruach necheya, when a person is down, mi yisoena, what body can handle that? That weakens the body and weakens everything. But rather, rak yarech ruchay al hakol, rather to have this patience for everything. Shezeo bechinas tefillin, bechinas sarichas apayim, shaydeze nimtak bechinas yadkeya. That subdues and that eliminates the negative effects that come from the left hand, the midas hadin. Paragraph Yudalid. V'sehu v'yoyim Hashem el Avram lech lecho me'artzicho u'mimoyladetcho mi'beis avicho el oretz asher reka. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal uses his knowledge of the whole Torah. He's discussing a topic. He'll show you so many different places in the Torah where you see this come to life. Parshas Lech Lecha begins with Hashem speaking to Avram Avinu about going to Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, Eretz Yisrael. Shenismach leposuk vayomos terach bechoron. And the last posuk in Parshas Noach is that Terach died in Choron. Ki Rashi Pirisham, Rashi Kodesh points out over there, what's the connection between the two? What's the connection between the word Choron and Eretz Yisrael? Ad kan charoin av shel mokoim. That the buck stopped here. That at the end of Parshas Noach, in Parshas Noach you have the flood, you have Hashem taking out all of his cannons and blowing everybody and everything away, totally. And then the last word in that Parsha is Bechoron, in anger. Choron means Charoinaf. So Rashi Kodesh says, this tells us that Parshas, the end of Parshas Noach is the end of Hashem's anger. Hashem's anger went up to here. That's why the next thing is, go to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is what sweetens and eliminates the anger. Because through Eretz Yisrael, a person is zoicha to this quality of Erech HaPayim, Shehu Hepech HaCharoinaf, which is the opposite of anger. Ki Avraham Roish Lamaminim. We know the Gemara refers to Avraham Avinu as the first and the leader in Emuna. V'alkein Hu Hayo Harishon Shenezgalaloi Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Kemuva Bezoyer Kodesh. And that's why he's the first person to whom Hashem revealed the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. That's the first time that Hashem revealed that there's this special land that I want you to go to. As the Zohar Kodesh says, Tokil Betikla, that Avram Avinu weighed, he weighed one thing against another, Adiz Galilee, until Hashem revealed to him. He used process of elimination. He went from one thing to the next. Again, he didn't lose it. He tried the sun, thinking that the sun is Hashem. He saw certain things that disqualified the sun. No problem. We'll try the next thing, the moon. Then try the sun. Until he ran out of things to try. And what did he do then? Again, he didn't lose it. He said, Creator, whoever you are, if you're out there, reveal yourself to me so I can say thank you, so I can show appreciation. I'm alive. I know I didn't create myself. Somebody made me. Somebody put me here. And whatever goodness is going on, I have to say thank you to someone. If you show yourself to me, I'll know who to say thank you. And the Zohar Kodesh says, then Hashem revealed himself to him. And Hashem said, oh, you come with me. And Hashem revealed Eretz Yisrael to him. Ki Eretz Yisrael, hi bechinas emuna, bechinas arichas apayim kanal. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place which is most naturally suited for a Jew to develop emuna, which goes together hand in hand with this quality of arichas apayim. Interesting, the little guys who have moved to Eretz Yisrael, and come here either after you move, or some people even are told before they move, about the bureaucracy and everything here is the every step of the way you're going to see and a person says, hey, what's this all about? If this is the holiest place, if this is the place of Hashem, why do things seem more upside down here than anywhere else? The answer is there's two ways at least to interpret that. One way is that because Eretz Yisrael is so holy, and because things here are not so holy right now, because unfortunately we're still in Golus, so we're not seeing the real Eretz Yisrael. The real Eretz Yisrael is a place of perfect Seder, where everything flows like you never imagined in your life. But now, because we're in a state of Golus, so that's why even in Eretz Yisrael, it seems that things are topsy-turvy, etc., etc. That's one interpretation. That's one way of looking at it. And another way of looking at it is that if a person comes to Eretz Yisrael and they're nervous, they're impatient, they'll learn it the easy way or the hard way. They'll learn over here that anything, that things that anywhere else in the world would take 60 seconds, or here it can take 6 minutes, and now you have a choice. You can either tear your hair out, you could make yourself crazy, or you could make a cup, or you could laugh. You have a choice which way you want to handle it. You want to kill yourself, you want to eat yourself up alive, or you want to follow the advice of the Torah, which says, smile. You know, in other words, in America, I ain't sure who's running the country, whether it's Obama or it's these guys or that. But here we know, the Torah says who's in charge here. The Gemara says that every other country has an angel appointed over it, an angel that's in charge of that country. Eretz Yisrael, there's no angels. It's Hashem himself. So if Hashem is in charge, there's 12 people in front, there's 5, who cares? In other words, if Hashem's handling it, then I'm in. Whatever it is, I'm in. It'll take an hour, take 12, who cares? Hashem knows when it's the right time, as long as I'm doing what I can. If I'm doing, hopefully, a certain proper hishtadlus, the rest, whatever Hashem wants. If he knows this is supposed to happen earlier, it's going to happen earlier. And if it's not happening today, obviously there's a good reason, there's a very good reason that I don't know about. If I'm lucky, if I have emunah, sometimes I find out. Sometimes you do find out. Sometimes you're rushing to get something and you don't get it. And you find out that you're so lucky you didn't get it because there was something much better because you didn't get the first thing.